Bonjour. Shalom.
Shalom.
Ayangasio. Habari. I'm very happy today, right? You know, each time you come to the house of the Lord, you have to be very happy. Amen. Because, you know, the fact that God gave you an opportunity to live one more day, that by itself should always put you so happy. And when you come to God's house, it's like the Bible says, joy unspeakable. Sometimes you don't know what to do with yourself to know that the Almighty God who created the heaven and the earth, even though you were in sin, in the darkness, he came down, pick you up and make you a son, wash you and call you a son and a friend. That's so much joy that sometimes you can't handle. And we call that joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Let us sing this song, What a Friend, before we start our service, to just get into harmony with the angels. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, sins and grace to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we offer for faith. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. It sounds so good. Let us sing it one more time. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry. Oh, yes. Everything to God in prayer. That's right. Oh, we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. That's right. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, O thou our great shepherd, we come before you this morning with humble but grateful heart, knowing, Father, that you died for us and you make us your friends. O God, what a joy. What else can make us more happy to know that the creator of the universe, the master, God, Elohim, can come down from glory and look on sinner like us and make us not only children, but call us friend. We thank you, Lord. And Father, we pray that may you help us this morning to realize just that very fact, that Lord, not only you call us your children, but you call us your friends. Amen. God, help me this morning, oh God, to bring this message or this Sunday school teaching, I'll call it, to your children that you died for. I pray that, Lord, may you use me as a mute instrument. Use me as a tool, oh God. May you speak through me. Lord, don't let my mind say what my flesh wants to say. But God, I surrender my whole being to you. I pray that may you help me, and may you take a hold of my thoughts, my heart, my mouth, everything that I say. And Father, may you bless the people, open their hearts to see that, Father, you love us and you died for us. Lord, bless the service this morning. We commit it all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Good morning. You may be seated. Let's read the scripture first. I told you to read Psalm 23. Psalm 23. We get to the PowerPoint soon. Psalm 23. And we are just going to read the verse 1 of this. Psalm 23 and 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I also like you to go take Psalm 80. Let's take Psalm 80. Psalm 80. All right, Psalm 80 and verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth. And then let's go to Isaiah 40. Isaiah. Isaiah 40 and 11. Isaiah 40, 11. Start from 10 to 11. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. So you can dim me now. I don't have the other mic here, right? I don't have the other mic to pass you on. Yeah, you know I always like to quiz people, right? I don't mean to give you a hard time. Amen. Anyway, greetings, saints of the Most High, and as I always say, the Bible called you prince and princesses. So that makes you. That I should address you as excellencies, the children of God. Amen? Amen? So it's a privilege to stand here once again before you this morning to proclaim that he is divine. So now I'm going to start for this month, again, my turn. And before I go, let's see if you remember what we've studied so far. We're going to take five quick minutes to do a little short review. So what is the general theme that we've been studying so far? Lord's Prayer. All right, that's good. Wow, that's great. Okay. Now, we've been spending quite some time on the Lord's Prayer. And as you all can see, I still haven't started prayer yet. I'm still on the first word, our Father. So my question to you, why is that? Why have we spent so much time on that first? Why? Anybody remember why? Okay, go ahead.
Because we first have to.
Is it on? Okay.
Because we first have to establish paternity.
Thank you. You hit my answer right on the head. So, we first, before you can call somebody your father, there has to be a relationship of paternity. And as I said, if I walk in the street, me and my wife and my children walking, any child who runs to me calling father, my wife will have a great question about me. And my children will have to ask me to answer. Dad, you need to be honest. What's going on? Any child that can call me father, that means there is a relationship of paternity established between that person and me. Nobody can just walk off of the street and call me father. Either that paternity is established by adoption or by blood. Amen?
Amen.
So, if child, I can go in the street, somebody can say to me, please, can you give me $5? I say, okay, fine, here, I give you. But someone says, father, can you buy me that? That's different. So, before we can get into the Lord's Prayer, we have to make sure that we have that paternity relationship established between us and the Father, and we have the right to even pray and ask Him.
Amen?
Amen? All right, one more question. All right, let's move to the next thing. How many redemptive, compound redemptive names do we say we are going, that Jehovah has? How many compound?
Seven.
Wow, I'm so happy. Everybody's on target. I love this. All right, seven. Who can name me the first one we study? Say it loud. Jehovah Jireh, He will provide. What's the second one? Jehovah Rapha, I'm the God who healed thee when I came out from Egypt. See, all those diseases are put on there. You see, none of them will come near you. I'm the God that healed thee.
Amen.
What's the third one? Jehovah Nissi, Lord the banner. You can only depend on me. As long as you're flying under my banner, you are always victorious. But the minute you let my banner go, like Moses, and go down, you lose. You're a big loser. And when your hands become heavy, because you'll be cornered somewhere by sin, or you'll be cornered by Satan, and your hands become heavy, you can, that's when you need to call brothers, sisters, pray for me. Aaron and her holding on. Brother, I can. I don't seem to see my way. I'm in a tunnel, darkness all around me. Can you pray? That's when your brother and sister begin to hold up your hand.
Amen.
Jehovah Nissi. And it's still Jehovah Nissi today.
Yes.
And what's the fourth one?
Shalom.
Whole. I'm not going to go back to that, but I love that part. Whole. And many times what happened? We get out of that shalom, that peace. But you see, that peace is not when everything is going on well for you. When you have money, you have car parks in the driveway, beautiful home, good job. That's not that shalom we're talking about. You need whole. But many times, when things are going on well and we get after that purpose to serve God, what will happen? We don't enjoy that shalom anymore, right? And we saw that what happened. When you get out of God's shalom, God gave a way to come back.
Amen.
And we know there are three stages. What the first stage? First stage, humble humility. What's that humility? The humility, number one, to realize that everything, wait a minute, I messed up, God. It takes humility to realize you messed up. It takes humility to realize that you failed God. It takes humility to know that you've gone out of your way. If you don't have that humility, you think you keep going like when you're lost. Oh, no, I know my road. And God had to demonstrate that one time with the prophet. It takes humility for you to get back. The prophet said, oh, I'm a hunter. No, I can get back. I'm in the woods. I know my way around. When they get to a tent, say, oh, God, my family's going to die. I have my wife, a child, then a cabin. They all die. Oh, God, I'm no hunter. You see, that it took that humility, even the prophet, to realize that Though he be a hunter, he knows a wood, he can do everything, but God was still showing that it will need that humility to walk with me. And then when you're humble, you realize that I'm lost. Then what's the second stage? Repentance. You repent and say, God, I've sinned against you and only against thee have I sinned. I need you. Without your blood, I can't do nothing. Amen? And when you begin to pray, what was the third? Seek his face. Because I say the people that call by my name can humble themselves, repent and pray and seek my face. Whatever I put on their land, I'll heal it. I don't care if a locust, whatever the locust, or the palmer worm, and all those forms of evil that comes and morphing themselves into different forms. God said, I don't care. I will restore. Amen. So today, we are going to see one of those topics again that when you get into, you can't get out. But I promise you, I'm not going to spend a lot of time here in Jehovah. Let's move to the next slide. Okay, so we are going to start with the compound redemptive name, Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, when you begin to talk again about the Lord is my shepherd, that's again one of those topics that you don't get out of. Because if you begin to talk about God is your shepherd, then you begin to start from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation, that takes you to back to before the foundation of the world, and you don't get out. So you have to always find an exit to say, okay, I'll keep it here and move on and do something, and that's what we're going to do. Okay, let's move to the next slide. So today, so it's in Psalm 23, and I always like you to give you a little bit of Hebrew background to have the foundation so that you know what you're reading and to know what we are talking about. Now, Psalm. I felt that I have to elaborate a little bit what the psalm means. Because we always say, oh, psalm, so, so. The word psalm in the Hebrew, I can say called Tehillim, psalms. But one psalm means Tehillah. But you know what the word Tehillah means? Psalm. So when you're reading psalm, so that you know what you're reading. So when you're reading a psalm, there is a certain way you read a psalm. The word psalm means praise. Tehillah. Tehillah. So when you say Tehillato, it's praise. Okay? When you say Anishi Tehillato, I will sing his praise. So when David, they were singing his praises. Now, plural, it becomes Tehillim. So in Hebrew, because when you hear the word psalm, just in English, it's a psalm. What does really psalm mean? Psalm. It looks like it's some random word, right? But in Hebrew, it's clear. Tehillah means it's praise. All right? So, David here say, the Lord is my shepherd. And I'm sure so by now, I don't have to go into that. You all know this four-letter word. This four-letter word, the 1, 2, 3, 4, those four-letter consonants. What is that? That's one of the things I dwell on a lot to make sure that you all remember that. What is that? Because I would like you to pay attention to those. Those are very, very important. Those four letters. Oh, okay, now, the cheat sheet is right here. The Lord. And I told you, by convention, is that there's some people, the Jews say that is the name that cannot be ushered. That's the name, personal name of God, that when he appeared to Abraham in Genesis 2:14, that's the name that he gave to Abraham. That's like his personal name. But the Jews say that's a name that cannot be ushered. So today, nobody really knows exactly what the vowels, because this is a consonant language, Hebrew is a consonant language. But by convention, each time they went to translate the Bible, in English, the King James, they use capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, so that you can make a difference between that and one with capital L and O, R, D. That's the person of God that they came. The Jew, their convention is that each time they see those four letters here, they say Adonai, but they are not reading Adonai. The Orthodox say don't even call, say anything. Just call the name. Just say the name. Okay? So what he's saying here, if a Jew wants to say Adonai Rohi, Lo Ech Sa, or the Orthodox, we say Hashem Rohi. So Rohi here, that's the word we're going to be focusing on. Let's move to the next slide. All right, so here quickly, I have a quote from Brother Branham, are the seven compound names of Jehovah. Now, God, his attitude towards the people from Eden back to Eden is wrapped in these seven redemptive names. The first one being Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide the sacrifice. The second one, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, the healer, Manasseh, our banner, Shalom, our peace, Rohi is shepherd. Now, I know Rohi is shepherd, and then the other name, the righteous name is Jehovah Tsekenu. It could be a little more complicated. He just said it in English. Okay? And Jehovah Shammah. We also see that the Lord is present. Now, I'm sure sometimes you might have seen some ministers say Jehovah Ra and so forth. We get to that why. But what David say in the psalm is Jehovah Rohi. But they all come from the same, just as you're saying, a shepherd versus my shepherd. Let's move to the next slide. Okay, now, quickly, again, the only reason why I always like to go to this to refresh your memory, I always like to also go back into the Hebrew, is that Brother Brown said the book is an Oriental book. We are teaching it in a Western way, and it's an Oriental book written the Eastern way, and our parables and things that we teach out of there sometimes is as far as the East is from the West, being right. The way we teach it, you have to see. Have to go to the country where the book was written to understand what they really mean. That's why sometimes I like to go back into the Hebrew so that you understand. Amen. Amen? Like when I say Tehila, like you will hear the word, I'm reading Psalm 81. You can't read Psalm being sad because Psalm in praise. How can you say I'm praising somebody? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He cannot accept that praise. Amen?
Amen?
He goes, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. How can that be? Because the thing by his name, the name, the very name is Tehillim, Tehillah. Amen?
Amen?
And myself, I always like to say Tehillato. Tehillato means his praise. It's his praise. I'm not singing. It's no man's praise. It's not my praise. But it's his praise. So how can I sing his praise? Be sad. I don't care what happened to you. I don't care you get up, you couldn't eat. I don't care what happened. You went, you say, I want to read a psalm. You read it with such conviction and joy that you are praising a master, the one who died to save us. All right, let's go to the next slide. So let's break down. So today, I'm just going to establish the foundation of what a shepherd means. Okay? From an Oriental point of view, what is a shepherd? And next time, the Lord willing, if God gives me grace to be here, we are going to look into the shepherd, the interaction between a shepherd and a sheep. That, because you ask me, but Brother Chow, don't you see that you have enough of this our Father and move on? Like I told the rest of the prayer, it just, look, if your child come to you and say, Father, I need a bike, I need candy, all those are requests. And you can just say, you know what, this $20, go buy all those. But the first thing is that he has to be first in favor of you as a son and father. When that is established, all the rest is nothing. And that's the reason I spend time on our Father, because all the rest of the requests are presented to him. And if you remember, and we read this last Wednesday, he said, before you even ask God, I know it. And as I told you, you never major on a minor. You cannot tell me I'm a mathematician and all what I did, I took English classes. Right? So we have to major on a major. The major is establishing that paternal relationship with God, having that individual relationship with God, knowing that he's my father. Amen. And once that is established, anything else you present to him, they will, oh, what? You need $50. All right, come on. How much? All right. And today we use plastic money. All right, let's go to the store, buy you. What do you need? You just charge it, right? But first, that relationship must be there. All right? So, Rohi, the first one, Rohi. Rohi, my shepherd, come from the word ra, meaning to shepherd or to pasture. Okay? Now, raha, now, because like I told you, Hebrew is a root language consonant. They will take a root of three. Most of them, they're three consonants. But sometimes you can have four, rare. Or sometimes you can have two. All right? They are what they call a stable root and things like that. But we're not going to get into that. And from the root system, they begin to form concept ideas or different things. So, ra. All right? Now, the ancient pictographic form of this parent root is here. I don't know if you can see it well. So, way, way, way before, the things, they have like pictures. That was the alphabet. The first one, Aleph, was the head of a bull, meaning power. And you know who that is? God, a leader, the great one. One day, I don't think we went through that, but one day I'll show you that too. So here, now remember Hebrew, you read from right to left, right? So you gotta read it. So what I have here is what here in picture. Ayin is eye, Rosh is head, all right, Rosh. So you hear your friend Jew say, Rosh Hashanah. Shana mean year, ha mean di. You hear about Rosh. Rosh Hashanah mean what? Head of the year, the first day, okay, the beginning of the year. When you hear a friend say, oh, we're going to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, that's what it mean. Rosh, head. So here, so we read, now this one here is head, Rosh, and iron. So the picture of a man and an eye, meaning a man watching. Does it make sense to you? So when you say the Lord is my shepherd, there's an eye, he's watching you. That's why I'm going deep, deep, deep sometimes. I don't mean to teach you Hebrew. I don't mean to teach, but I want you to, like me, sometimes when I want to speak with conviction. When I'm convinced, you can't move me out. You might as well kill me on that. But when I'm not convinced, okay. And that's what happened in the message. Many people came to the message 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, were never convinced what this message meant. They never really knew what the message meant. Amen? You can be under a leadership without being in the guidance. Many were under a leadership, but they were never really guided by God. Amen? Amen? They were never convinced of really who that master was. So when the times come, when the wind blows, they say, you know what? That's a false prophet. I don't believe that. I don't believe it anymore. But that's the reason why I want to give you guys, we go to deep, 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 establish deep root, deep foundation. So, each time you hear a shepherd, is it nigh watching? Do you know that song? His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. All right? That's Ra. Now, the shepherd intently watches over his flock. We're going to see that next time. Today, like I said, I want to take my time. We're going to establish what a shepherd is. Now, an extended translation of that, oh, that's what really got me, and that's why I say you gotta seek this tone. Mean a friend and a companion. Most of us don't hear what the word shepherd as friend. Oh, a shepherd, you know, he's the guy out there with the animals and the things like that. Then you go deep, another translation of that word, rakum, is a state translation, a friend or a companion. Amen? So when you see, so here, remember again, you see that I told you we call him most of the time because we all talk about him. That's the name of God that we cannot be usher. And this is Rohi. And I told you in Hebrew, the way you say possessive form, mine, for the first person, there are two that I'll be talking about a lot. Is it I or his, right? I or his. Either we are talking about something towards or his. When I say me, mine is like the E at the end. If I say, for example, Rohi, that means mine. If I say, for example, Ben mean a son. If I say Bani mean Ish, Isha mean wife. If I want to say my wife, Ishti. Okay? But he is O. All right? Now if I say well, his wife, I say Ishto. All right? So the role he here, all what he's saying that God, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever name we call, and in Hebrew the is not there. All right? To be present and usual, they don't use it. So Jehovah is my shepherd. Or if we want to go even deeper, look, somebody can just be telling you, Let's go this way, and he's shepherding you, but he may not be your friend. He can just be telling you, do this, do that, but no, this one is a different type of shepherd. So you can see, so when you read Psalm 23, verse 1, you can personalize it. It's not just the Lord is my shepherd. It's like somebody just there watching. No, he's more than a shepherd. The Lord is my friend. Amen. The Lord is my companion. Amen? So, is that okay here? So here I want to read. Is that the slide 53? All right, let's move to okay here, bro. All right, here quickly. No, let's move to this one. All right, here. So. This is the entire, no, this is the 22 consonant of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, if you remember, we spoke here, those who are here in July, I spoke about God uniting, it was a Wednesday night, God uniting his heart to our heart. And I told you that the very word in Hebrew heart, the way it's written, is that this is the word heart in Hebrew. And what I told you, this word, this consonant lamed, okay, this here is called lamed. Look at how you look at the shepherd's staff. It's the tallest letter of the Hebrew. This is the Hebrew alphabet. You read it from right to left. This is almost at the heart, at the middle, is the tallest letter. And the Jews say that the word, the lamed, is unique and is the tallest of the letters. It stands at the center of the alphabet, heart of the Hebrew alphabet. Okay? It has been compared to a watchtower or a lighthouse, and it represents the shepherd's staff or authority. Okay? Now, bet. Represent a home, family, or heart, bed. And as the saying goes, home is where the heart is. You all know that. That's bed. So to write the word have levav, there are another form of writing, but I won't get into that. I want to stay here. Levav, if you see then, if we have to go That means shepherd staff, heart, heart. So the Hebrew sages say that God joined his heart to our heart. Now, I won't be able to go, but back in July, I read a lot of quotes for you where Brother Abraham talked about there's a place they find your heart, the probe the soul, nothing can be there. That's God's dwelling place. You see, it's not far from here. They're saying the same thing. When God created you, he left part of himself with you. And that's the reason why Brother Abraham said, if he's not there, you cannot be saved. But when he's there, that's what the talk. When you're doing wrong, amen? Yeah. When the flesh part begins to do things, there's a talk that talks you. That's what I'll call that shepherd in your heart. That say, no, you're doing wrong. No, repent. And it's that same shepherd in your heart that brings you to humble yourself, repent, and pray and seek his face. Amen? So I just want to bring this back. The lament, the shepherd staff, and all that, so you can see that God, the authority, is in your heart. So if that authority isn't on your heart, you see where you are. There's nothing you can do without that authority. Amen? Amen. So we are almost done here for today. Remember, from the Garden of Eden, as I said, after we fell, all the plan of God to bring us back. And you saw the quote I read. God wanted to bring us back. And he used the seven compound redemptive name to redeem us. We are on our way back. The shepherd, he's a great shepherd. So today, you all know what a shepherd is. All right? I didn't want to pack too much in today because I know there's a lot of Hebrew. Next time, we're not going to do Hebrew. Amen? Yeah. But we are going to see the shepherd gathering the flock. What is the relationship between the shepherd and the flock? Brother Abraham said he's always wonder. Jesus said, I'm the door. How can you be a man and a door? We are going to see all that. Amen? When you get into the Hebrew, you get that, for that is easy. But you see, for us in the Western, like I said, we see God in very always in a very abstract form as a distant deity. Amen? But for a Jew, like for example, when I show you Rash, I, when you talk about the notion of God, look, here in the English, when you talk about the notion of God, everybody have the God, have the God of Buddhists, they have this, they have God. But you see, but when for a Jew, the reason why you cannot give them three gods, he knows that when you talk about God, there is an eye, that eye that's watching me. How can you come begin to tell me, oh, there are three gods, there are this and that, he can buy it. But you see, in the Western world, in the Western world, it's so abstract notion. And that's why we can say, oh, the God, the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, the Son. Oh, God, the Father. Then which eye is watching over you? You see what I'm saying, right? All right, let me read this quote, and I'll end with this quote here. And like I said, next time, the Lord willing, we are going to talk about relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. Brother Abraham said here, and there's a prayer. I will end with this prayer. Heavenly Father, take us now, Lord. Let the great shepherd, the great redeeming shepherd, the great shepherd who left glory, knowing that some of the attributes were lost on them great valleys of sin, where the wolves and the animals will soon devour that little sheep. But he left the golden corridors, came down into the earth, and was made one of us, so he could declare the love of God to us. Amen?
Amen.
There he found them, some of them in denominations, some of them in the house of ill fame, some of them on the street, blind, some of them in the hedges and highway. But he redeemed everyone that the Father, God has put himself in, but he redeemed everyone that the Father has ordained him to redeem. And he commissioned us that we should leave this part of the world for our ages. And we see the great reformation of Luther in that age and of Wesley and the Pentecostal. Now we are looking for the headstone of the city. Oh God, we know the age and the promise that we are given for this day. How that this is to be restored again. The evening light shall ripen the fruit of it. And it shall come to pass that there will be a day that cannot be day or night, can be called. But in the evening time, it shall be light. That same glorious Son of God manifested himself in human flesh up here on the earth, making the promise live itself exactly, blinded to the eyes of the Pharisees and Sadducees and Herodians and so forth. And today it repeats again. The word being manifested just like it was. The word, knowing the secret of the heart, just exactly the way it was, as the scripture said, which cannot be broken. Help us, God, to realize it. Help this now who raise their hands, made them buckle up a little tighter, shod themselves with the gospel of peace, put on the full armor of God, put the helmet down, take the shield of faith, march forward from today on, granted, Lord. Just a little while, we'll be summoned, then the rapture will come. Just a little bitty group, like Enoch, will be taken up. Then the remnant of the woman's seed that keep the commandment of God. Jews have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Gentile will be hunted down like dogs and shall give their life for the testimony. Then one great morning, the break of the millennium, for the honeymoon will start, and then the rest of the dead live not till the end of the 1,000 years. Then at the end of the 1,000 years, there was a judgment, showing that Ham was in the ark. And Ham is still here in the remnant. Ones that heard it and rejected it will have to be judged. Now granted, Lord, that will not be considered among them, but will be in the call to the wedding supper. For we do recognize Jesus among us today. We are going in with him out of the world into him. Let us walk forth in that city, come out with him. I'm getting old, Lord. I ain't got many more sermons to preach, but I'm certainly trusting you. I'm looking for that city like my father Abraham did. There is something in me tells it's coming. I'm trying everywhere, Lord, to spread the light and call them. Let not one of these, Lord, how beautifully a while ago, you revealed that to me from the circumference of about 1,500 miles, just one here and there are set together today, that gather to one little spot, waiting for that city to appear. We profess that we are pilgrims and strangers. We are outcasts, the hidden. The world laughs and makes fun. The religious denomination ridicule. But we are not moved by such things. Make us part of the word, Lord, unmovable. It shall come to pass in the last days. May it be us, Lord. May we be considered among them. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, our great shepherd, we thank you for this very opportunity that you gave us to be here today to praise you. We love you. Now, Lord, as we end this part of the service, we are going to another part of the service. We pray, oh God, that may you be with us, bless the oncoming service, bless the minister, bless each one of us, open our heart to praise and receive you. And Lord, I pray for my wife on the plane coming our home. I pray that may you give them travel mercies. Oh God, may you guide the plane. Father, may you keep her till they get here safely, Lord. Father, now we commit all to your hands. We commit the day to your hands. Be with us, oh, thou great shepherd. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be dismissed. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.